The next is case number 12325, Matthew M. Collimore seeks a variance for the corner front setback requirements for proposed shed, sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Harbor Road and Holly Road. The 911 address is 85 Harbor Road, Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is AR1, tax parcel 334-8.17-135.00. Staff notes there are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and four mail returns. The applicant is requesting a variance of 3.7 feet from the required 15-foot corner setback for a proposed shed.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, Matthew M. Collimore, 85 Harbor Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Seeking the permission to build a side storage shed on the side of townhouse that I own. There is a precedent in our community where on the end of another side of our same community, another shed does exist. We are an HOA within another HOA in our community, and the master HOA has already approved this the shed, and it's basically going to be really from the road. It'll be over 26 feet from the road because the community owns a strip of land between the edge of my property and the road itself. So the shed, I think the guideline is it has to be 15 feet from a property line. So it's really, the community's given me their approval. So it's really in fact 26 feet. But when we went for a building permit, they said that we needed to get the variance from you, even though our community has approved it.
Can you convince us of the criteria for variance, what you have listed here?
Well, yes.
Why is the property unique? Why can it otherwise be developed? Why is it not created by you? Those five things that you put on that application.
So the it's an end of group townhome, and behind the home there's no room for storage. Many of the homes along that area have gotten variances to build some storage sheds behind it. But because I have on an end of group and have all the space on the side, it's more appropriate to build it on that side. And the side of that wall again is white, and the shed would just be white and blend in with it. None of the neighbors, talked to all the neighbors around me for years about it. I've been interested in doing it for a long time. And you know, again, the community itself, the master community, has approved it as well.
Okay, but why isn't it created by you? Aren't you creating this?
So I'm not sure if I understand that question. So by creating the shed, am I creating, is that what you mean? By, if we were to construct it?
Correct. What's unique about the property? Why do you need a variance? And even if the HOA has approved it, the county is the governing body.
Right.
So that's why we're here tonight, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
So,
so there's no room behind the building really for any storage. So that's why I'm asking for that variance.
Okay.
And again, because the community does own that strip of land, it still will be within 15 feet of the road. It will be actually over 26 feet from the road.
But not your property line.
Okay. My property line would be 11.7 as opposed to the 15. So it's the location survey that was submitted is probably give you a better sense of where the edge of that road is, because you can see the edge of the road there and the trees that are there, and it's shielded completely.
You're talking about Holly Road, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Polly Road there. So the community, basically those trees that you see there are planted on the property line. And the edge of that house to the yellow demarcation line there per the survey that I included is 17.8 feet. And then to the road is another 15 feet or more.
So how long is this shed that you...
The shed's going to be, it's going to be, and then the next one shows the proposed shed. It's going to be about, it's going to be 17 feet long. Let's see here. It's going to be six and a half feet wide and 18 feet long. It's going to also enclose, be brought up right next to where our air conditioning units are, which are on the side as well. And elevated, and I have the elevation certificate included as well.
Could you bring up if there's variances for the other townhouse units, please?
Is the shed attached to your house?
Yes, it would be. It'd be attached. Yes. Yeah. It's just a stone concrete wall. And we're just going to attach the roofing structure to the house itself. Okay. And it's a big, tall, white stone, cinder block wall. And it'd be a white shed, and it'll virtually disappear.
Are there any other questions from... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the question is, does it make a difference if it were attached or detached to the front corner setback? And the answer is no, it still is a front corner setback.
Front corner. Okay. It's a...
Are there any questions from other board members?
Mr. Calamari,
yes.
The diagram shows what I believe is a door opening towards Holly Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
In the middle of the shed?
Yes. Okay. There'd be a door there to enter it, and then a door at the very end as well, by where the trash enclosure is. Do you see that other door?
I do. Thank you.
So, are there any variances?
Yes.
Two? Three?
Only for sheds?
Well,
you don't know.
We don't really know.
One of them is not an end of row. They both look like to be in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You double click them for me, Anne.
Those are the recorded variances?
Yes.
Front and rear.
But not for a shed.
So it's my understanding there's many variances on sheds all behind there because they're built up to the property line.
Well, there's no variances recorded.
So the roof enclosures are right on the property line, all across the back. There's many of them, and as well as on the side of, in between, just to the above the blue V there. There's an existing side shed.
To the back of their house.
On the side. And then there's many across the back, so I'm not sure why they're not clicking through. That's what our community had me come and ask for that.
Do you have steps or a ramp coming off out further?
Steps or ramp from?
From the shed.
No, it would be flat to the ground. It would be flat to the earth. There'd be no steps.
Do you have landscaping and everything around it, or so it blends in with the house?
Yes, that's what with the community they want me to. So you can see there's the trees, and then we would landscape properly around it to soften it. And but it's like I said, it won't be really. It'll just blend in with this big white side concrete cinder block wall that's existing.
Do you enter it from, was it Stack Harbor Road? Is that right? My eyes aren't that good.
Harbor Road is okay. Yes, that's the
you
road.
Enter from that side. Okay. Correct.
enter...
The shed from that side, that's where the door would be? Or where would the door be?
The door, there'd be a door that fronts to Holly and one that fronts to the rear alley behind.
Okay.
There's a, on that survey, or I can point on there and show you if you'd like me to point on the screen.
I see it now.
Okay.
So you're, are you also going to put a fence up?
No.
That's what this approval letter says. Says to, for permission to construct a shed, extend the fence on the north side currently screening the HVAC unit and replace the rear fence and patio.
Yes.
Is that what you're requesting to do?
So there's currently a fence around the air conditioning unit, so we're going to enclose that. There's an existing fence around the air conditioning unit. That's what that's referencing. Mm-hmm. And then the shed goes right up to that existing fencing that goes around the air conditioning unit, and that's just to shield the unit from everyone's sight.
And
it's currently a white fence there.
How about the other? Are you going to replace the rear fence and patio?
Yes. Yes, that was done in kind, and that's, yes.
Is that part of your application?
No, that's not part of this application. Didn't require a variance. It was already...
Okay.
It was just replacing of existing, but whenever we do anything in the community, we have to let them know. So they were approving it all at the same time. Okay. Sorry for that confusion.
Okay.
So that was done, and building permit was done in the fall of this year. And we have a building permit on file pending this with the county as well for the shed.
All right. No other questions from the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? And is there anyone here against this application? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,325. The size of the lot makes it difficult to build anything. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. It's the only way it can make it work to get a shed out of that piece of property for them. If the variance would not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance before we leave.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I vote no. So for 3-2, your application is approved.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next application is case number 12326, Proximity Mall LLC. Seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure for an office, sections 115-105 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Bi-State Boulevard, Route 13 and St. George Road. The 911 address is 33222 Bi-State Boulevard, Laurel. Zoning district is LI2. Tax parcel is 332-3.00-56.00. Staff notes that there are no letters of